Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 20th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here in front of our home computer today looking out on a rather wintry looking day. No snow yet, but some flurries, even as I talk today. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to encourage you and perhaps comfort you as well based upon the text we use. We titled today's message, The Great Chasm. Two scripture texts, the first of the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 16, verse 26, and then the words of the Apostle Paul from 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 and 18.
And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
I want to point out the King James Version states, rather than encourage, comfort. And of course, the Greek word has the sense of both. Right up the road from us is an old country cemetery. It is well maintained and still receiving earthly remains. Often the line of cars coming to a burial service comes right in front of our house, giving us another pause for consideration of one for whom the bell has tolled.
Last week we learned of a young girl our daughter's age. She actually attended the school up the road. She died unexpectedly. We were especially prayerful as we saw the long line of cars pass our home headed toward the cemetery at the end of the street this past week. Having lost our parents and other loved ones and many friends, we consider one emotion in particular that many experience, the sense of finality, and a desire that in some way that we could communicate.
But of course, we cannot. In considering the scriptures, the first daily text comes to mind. It is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. It is a powerful portion from the very words of Jesus, and much can be gleaned from the conversation. In fact, I have a link to this passage and the Thessalonian passage in the message today. However, I'm especially intrigued by the phrase, a great chasm has been fixed. Now, this is specifically referring to the chasm between the rich man in hell and those who remained on earth whom he desperately wanted to warn.
However, clearly this same chasm exists between heaven and earth as well, for it is equally true that, quote, those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us, end quote. We just can't willingly pass back and forth between heaven and earth. Once we die, this chasm is indeed fixed. That is, until the appointed time.
That's what we experience at the death of a loved one with this great chasm. The two-way communication we may have been so accustomed to is suddenly completely curtailed. And this is so hard.
But the second daily verse has a wonderful promise. It's the great rapture passage in the entire context we've linked to below our message today, if you care to read it. It's a promise concerning the coming of the Lord and expressly addresses a concern the Thessalonian believers had regarding their deceased loved ones. Paul assured them that actually the dead would rise first, then those living will be caught up together with them. That will be a great reunion day, and we will be with the Lord forever.
Well, Paul wanted them to encourage each other with these words. And as I said earlier, the word encouragement can also be translated and is in some versions comfort. The basis of this encouragement and comfort is that they would once again be together with their loved ones, no longer deceased, but very much alive and completely whole. This is a biblical truth. So we also have the very same promise. Let us be filled with anticipation for this future heavenly reunion. We pray today for each podcast listener that you will find similar encouragement and comfort in these sentiments expressed by the Apostle Paul.
Let us all pray together. Father, we know that living in the light of eternity gives us an unending hope that surpasses our journey here below. It takes our spirit to heights that soar beyond the brutish world we live in and motivates us to lay up our treasures in heaven where greed and corruption do not exist. It gives us a deep, settled peace that our loved one who walked with you on earth now worships you in heaven. We anxiously await that wondrous day when we will be joined with our loved ones in giving praise, glory, and honor to our everlasting King of Kings around the heavenly throne. Our hearts are encouraged and our spirit is strengthened as we meditate on these wonderful future events. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We do hope. We pray especially for those that might have recently lost a loved one and are experiencing the emotions of the message, and for others that this will be a truth that you will hide deep in your hearts, embed, as I've used recently, deep in your hearts, for that time will come for all of us. Well, we are, again, Stephen and Brooksine. Our website, Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragementnet. Yes, I know that's a long domain name, but it's descriptive. I often tell people you can find us best by just simply using any search engine and typing Daily Encouragement in with two words, and we usually are the first listed, thankfully. Well, we have a suggested song today that we believe will bless you. Just one photo today. Well, actually, I have a photo within the context, too, of a cemetery, but beautiful picture taken on a porch, fall scene. So many people decorate in our area, perhaps where you live as well, particularly during the fall. And that photo may bless you. And finally, I have an additional note that just a little bit of a pondering kind of related to the message. Well, thanks again for joining us. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ.